Good evening. If you'd like to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we've taken our thoughts from there this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'd like to extend a thanks to those that the prayers that were offered on my behalf while I was ill, and it's never a good thing, and it's sad to see more people ill in that way. So let's keep them in our prayers as well to continue to make sure that they get better. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'd like to start in verse 12. It's written here, "For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. The foot says, 'Because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body.' It is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear says, 'Because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body,' it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be?" I'd like to take these verses here, and we'll continue reading in just a second, to really talk about the responsibilities and the obligations that, and much more so, the true gifts and talents that everybody possesses. The whole body consists of many different abilities, many different talents. Just taking the body itself, and here, the eyes can't do what the ears can do, but and vice versa. However, you put them together, and you're able to not only read but also listen. You're able to accomplish so much more when you have both together. And this very much so right here, as Paul's writing and really personifying these members of the body, it comes to the realization that everybody's important. Everybody that's in the congregation, everybody that's in the body, in the church, is important. Just because you may not preach doesn't necessarily make you any less. Just because you may not teach, or you may not lead lead songs, or lead singing, or lead in prayers, or lead in any part of the worship, doesn't make you any less part of the body. It's sometimes we look at somebody else and we think, man, if I could just do that, I'd be so much better. Well, maybe that's not your part to do. Just like in the hymn that we just sang, if just a cup of water is all that Christ requires, and that's all you need to do. This is your part. Timothy, as told by Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, Paul tells him, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." Young people, listen to me. You have an impact on those around you. Believe me, you are an encouragement for those that are older than you are, for those that are wiser than you are, to see the young people coming up and establishing and continuing on the work of the church and the work of the Lord. It's big. Just because you may not be just as wise as those older than you are, doesn't make you any less part of the body. You're still part of the body. And these thoughts were brought on because I had two experiences, kind of one pretty recent and one just a little bit further on. I'll share with you very quickly. And it made me appreciate sometimes those that we don't see as often, sometimes those that aren't as public. I got a chance during the winter break from school and such to go down and see my family down in Brownsville. And I went with the congregation there where I grew up in. And it just so happened to be a Wednesday, and on the last Wednesdays there, they do a singing. They get together and they all sing, and the members just go up and sing. And since I'm technically not a member there anymore, I stay back. I shy away a little bit from it, and I let the members there take the president there. I don't go up at all. Well, it didn't matter what I did. They still invited me to come up and sing, which I mean it's truly a blessing to go back and be around people that I grew up with. And be able to lead hymns there, and it's in Spanish too. So it had been a while since I had led hymns in Spanish. So it took a little while to kind of you know, get myself back into that rhythm. But I mean, it's very much a joy, and I really enjoyed that. But I led a few hymns, and I sat down, and a couple of brethren later, this brother comes up, and he's got this 3-inch binder. Like, it's this huge thing. And I saw it earlier, and he's kind of studying it before we started. And he opens it up, and it's a 3-inch binder like this, and it had a bunch of different sheets there with sheet protectors, and it was literally full in that way. And I'm looking at it, I was like, what in the world is that? Well, I saw him, and he starts to lead hymns from this binder. He's leading hymns through here, and it intrigued me so much. And I was like, why? How is he doing that? Why does he have that there? So afterwards, I asked one of the brethren. I was like, hey, what was the deal with that? Like, what was going on there? Well, one of the brethren there had this brother here was considered legally blind, and so one of the brethren had done is that he'd taken the hymn book, and he'd taken all the hymns and printed them out and made them in big print. And this hymn book is a lot smaller than this one is. It's about 230 hymns or so. But he'd taken all the hymns, typed them all out, put them into sheet protectors there, and made this 3-inch binder for this brother to read. Now, it didn't have any notes on it, didn't have anything in there. But it didn't matter. he would listen to the songs that he knew, learn the melody by rote, and he got enough courage to come up forward and lead the hymns. I mean, I was floored by that. I was completely floored by seeing that. And it was incredible to see. And that, for him to do that, it showed how important he was to the body. Just, it didn't matter if he could see well or not. It wasn't the excuse. It didn't matter if he couldn't read music or not. It wasn't the excuse. He found a way. And it was really interesting. It was very encouraging to see that. The other one that I hold pretty dear is when I lived in Lubbock, I got to know this older lady, or a couple years older than I was. And she lives in a home with other women, and she was a special needs lady. And for some reason, she got a liking to me, and she loved for me to sit next to her. And man, it was hard to keep her awake. Her medication symptoms would kind of knock her out, so it was hard to keep her awake and such, and just to be there. But I got to admit, it tested my patience sometimes. I wanted to be with my friends around or people around here, but she wanted my attention, so I did so. And it took a while for me to realize and to understand, to really appreciate her part there. I was invited by her to go. She worked with a company that employed people that have special needs. You know, the easy jobs that they could do that didn't really require a lot of things, a lot of extra dexterity sort of things, but they could do it. And once a year they had a banquet where they invite everybody to come over and see it. And so she invited me to go. I took her over there, and I mean, I couldn't say anything. There is nothing in my life that I could complain about anymore. There's nothing that I could say at all. And just by seeing people that she was able to contribute to something, and in her way, be there and be encouraging to people around her. You know, write little notes or think about some people, or she would come with like little cards and such. I mean, that's what she could do. You know, the cup of water. That's all that was asked of her. And that made a big difference for people around. And it made a huge impact on me. I mean, not only did my patience kind of grow, but it made me realize that there's so much around you that if you just open your eyes, sometimes you miss it. But if you open your eyes, you actually see it, and it's really a blessing. Those people around you really make a big difference. Whether it's as public or as prominent as Stan is in preaching, or somebody as quiet and just, you know, offers prayers. It's all important. It's all big. And nobody should ever, ever, ever be looked down upon for whatever part of they're doing. Let's continue on reading in chapter 12 there, in verse 20. But now there are many members but one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Or again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor, and our less presentable members become much more presentable. whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually, members of it. It's truly an honor and a blessing to be part of that body, to be part of Christ's body, to be part of the members here, and to be able to call them family. It's very much an honor there, and it's something that should not be thrown away or should be looked at upon as lightly. We should learn to appreciate the talents and the blessings, the abilities of those around us, however great or small. Now, if you're here and you're visiting with us, and you're not a member of that body yet, but you believe that Christ came to this world and died for us, and you're looking to be forgiven of your sins and be reconciled to God once more, today's the day. Today's a day to be part of that body, to be a member of that body, and to step up, do your work, do your part, to not only encourage those around you, but get yourself to heaven too. That's why we're all here. We're all going towards that goal. We're all aiming towards that goal. Or if you've been part of the church here and you need help, you feel like you've weakened yourself, you feel like you've been weakened in some way and you haven't exercised your ability, we're all here to help. Where one member suffers, all of us suffer. Where one is exalted and one rejoices, all of us rejoice. We're all in it together. So if there's any way, any shape or form that we can do, anything that we can do to help you, please come forward now as we stand and as we sing.